what one can see, everyone get in a panicky mode, providers and everyone who is a stakeholder in the industry. That is why such a reporting would probably fall in the cluster of irresponsible reporting. All the people that are dependent on medical aid funds, reading such a headline from a reputable newspaper like the Namibian, would really feel that there is cloud of credibility in the sources that was consulted. So maybe word out there is to rest assured the members of medical aid funds and providers that there is no truth in that version that the 96% of the medical aid funds are on the brink of collapse.